Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer, Mike Snyder, and Mark Rawson on the Spiritual Connections Radio Network.
See if I'm coming through or not. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, you can.
All right, sounds good. I'd like to welcome everybody to another great show, the Saint Germain Radio Show. As you know, we're on once a month on Spiritual Connections Radio. And if you want to find out more about each of the people who are doing this show or the other shows, you can go to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, Mike, what and just run through who's on the show tonight and how people can find out more about the websites.
Okay, no problem, Mark. So tonight we have Brigitte Boyer, who's normally on our show to do the Saint Germain channeling. Her website is lightbridge101.com. And Brigitte offers a lot of wonderful healing services and channeling services. And her and I work together doing a lot of meditation classes and different things like that. And again, all her information is on her website at lightbridge101.com. And myself, I am Mike Snyder, and the music you'll hear tonight is by me, and I'll be playing it live tonight. And you can see all my music on my website, www.mikesnydercc.com. And also we have Mark, who is also our host, and Mark offers all sorts of wonderful healing services himself as well. And his website is www.markarawson.com. And as always, these sites and links are listed on the Blog Talk and spiritualconnectionsradio.com web pages. So you can always go there to get them if you need them as well. So,
excellent. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
So this evening, everybody, Brigitte will be channeling, and she'll be doing an introduction message and a welcome in a minute. Mike will be channeling music, and I will be doing what's called the Oneness Diksha Blessing, which is a blessing that goes out to each person who listens to the show, the replays, or in any way is connected to the show. So that blessing will be going out. I'll be sending that out to everybody. And with that, Brigitte?
Yes. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Saint Germain Radio Show. What a time it has been, what a time it is, and certainly a great time to reconnect with the Ascended Masters, with those who have walked the path of enlightenment before us and who are now assisting us to do the same, especially at this time of the summer solstice coming up, which is all about the light within enlightenment. It has been celebrated for thousands of years by many cultures in very individual ways, and we are all leading up to that. So this is dedicated, this radio show is really dedicated to the sun, to the light within, to the upcoming summer solstice. And so it is always great within the light. We have the balance of the Holy Trinity. We have that power of the most stable sacred geometry of the triangle, which represents spirit. And it also represents the threefold flame of the Christ consciousness, as it very much depicts the power, the divine wisdom, and the divine love of God, source creator, all that is. So within that, we have so much that we work with on our daily basis, and Saint Germain and some of the other Ascended Masters will talk about that tonight a little bit, how the first 6 months of this year, how they were all affecting us in releasing further that what is holding us back from aligning ourselves with our true divine light to become the radiant beings of love and light that we've always meant to be. And we, Mark, Mike, and myself, we are representing very much that threefold energy as well, Mark through his Diksha, where he assists you in aligning yourself with that source energy, with your divine energy, and by doing so, it will be easier for you to manifest that what your heart desires. So if you even want to think a little bit about what it is that you choose or that you feel you would like to manifest into your reality at this time while you receive the oneness blessing, Mike channels the hierarchy of light and the divine love through his music. Music is a universal language. And so, again, allow yourself to open up your heart during the part where Mike is going to play the music to really allow yourself to receive that love, that divine blessing from Mark, that love from Mike. So they really represent divine wisdom, the oneness blessing, bringing that alignment, bringing that higher aspect in, and then divine love, so the music from Mike. And you undoubtedly will feel the power of the Ascended Masters, whoever will come through, to speak to you, to speak to your heart, to give you an energy attunement no matter where you are, power you to continue on your path of enlightenment. It certainly is a path of the brave and courageous, because we are the way showers. We are ahead of the masses, treading a path that not many have treaded before, and therefore creating a way for the masses to then also walk this path. So we've experienced looking at so many different issues over and over again, transmuting them into love and light for the benefit of the collective, for the benefit of humanity as a whole. And so these 6 months leading up to the summer solstice on June 21st very much are about that, are about treading the path. And how did you feel doing that, and how did it affect you? And where are you at this point in your life? So one thing I regret to say this time, we have a little bit of a different scenario this time, because Mark is at a location where it's very difficult to manage the computers and the radio show. And as Mike is playing the music, it will be difficult for him to take in listeners who are calling in, and believe me, while I'm channeling, I'm not going to be able to work on a computer. So for this particular radio show, I regret to say that we are not going to take any callers. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't contact us, any one of us, if you have any questions, certainly. And so the radio show itself might be a little bit shorter than usual. You'd see, you know, how much information that comes through from the masters and the divine beings of love and light. But just flow with us. Again, it's a little different scenario. We still manage to get the show on the road, so to speak, to be together, and to, regardless of our location, and to bring out the message of love and light to you anyway. And that is really the most important part of the radio show anyway. So allow yourself to relax, allow yourself to be in this place of receptivity, allow yourself to not only listen with your ears, but listen with your heart, listen with your inner senses, and allow yourself to receive some healing, some empowerment, some nurturing during these rather intense times of transformation and change. There are many right now who've chosen to transit into the higher realms again, because of the increased vibrational frequency on Earth. For all of those who are left behind, our love goes out to you. You know, it's not easy when you lose someone that you very much love and care for. It always leaves a little bit of a hole in your heart. But now that they are in a better place, and now that they can choose to either come back, and they might not come back, they might work from the higher realms, but they will certainly stay connected with you in some form or way. Trust that. and have faith that that would happen. And you will reconnect. Evolution always brings us together with those that we love and care for. So don't feel that this is a final transition. You certainly reconnect with whoever you some point in time again. That being said, I'm going to check now with Mark and Mike. Mark, are you ready for, are you still with us? Are you still connected?
Yes, I am, and I'm ready to start sending geeks out to anybody who's listening to the show or who listens to the replay. So I'll do that as soon as Mike starts playing the music.
Beautiful. Thank you, Mark. And Mike, are you ready with all the computers and everything? I know now you have to plug everything around, but we'll give you a few minutes to do that. But is there anything you wanted to add to tell the listeners?
Nope, I think we're ready to rock and roll here.
Wonderful. So for all the listeners, just allow yourself to receive, and I always like to remind you, because there's so much energy coming through the music, sometimes it might sound a little staticky. It is truly the higher frequencies. Just allow yourself to receive the energy download regardless. You will receive it. Just allow that to happen. And with that, we are going to hand it over to the double M's, Mark and Mike, who will now support you in a very beautiful way. So the oneness blessing, so the oneness teacher, and through music that is channeled from the hierarchy of life to you. Enjoy. Thank you, Mike. Greetings. I am Saint Germain, and it is with so much love that I come before you at this time of transformation. Remember who you are. You are indeed the in-breath and the out-breath of God. And you've entered a time where humanity and earth are shifting to become the embodiment of the in-breath of God, to awaken, to open up their eyes, and to go through a process of expansion. And as you know from your own in-breath, when you expand your lungs, there's a certain pressure that you're feeling, a certain form of tightness at times. And still you use your in-breath to push against that tightness, to push against that restriction, and to continue the expansion process. And so is your life too. And the first 6 months of this year has very much shown that to you. It has shown how much more you needed to face, how much more you needed to release, to come to a certain level of enlightenment, to reach a certain level of beingness that is necessary for you to continue on your path of ascension. And so for many of you, these first 6 months have been about facing some fear, having to deal with physical changes that needed to be addressed, health issues that needed to be addressed. But you've done it. You've faced those fears. Whether it was about your own self-worth, not feeling lovable, not feeling good enough, not feeling like you know enough, not feeling that there's enough abundance. But you still, you faced those issues. And for some of you, you've had certain embetterments, improvements in your life, only to see that they suddenly vanished again. And you wondered why, what was going on. And still here you are, continuing on your path of enlightenment. And all those situations that you've encountered are only opportunities for you to define and redefine yourself, for you to truly connect with the power of the first ray. Because the power of the first ray is what is needed right now, not only the power of transformation, not only the violet flame, but the power of the first ray of understanding the true meaning of trust and faith, to understand that the only way forward is the way of letting go of control, to not force the path to open up for you, but to allow the path to open up for you. Allowance and respect for divine timing. Because as much as you try to see things happening, whether it is in relationships or whether it is at work or whether it is in your spiritual developments or on your spiritual path in general, you have to know that nothing is happening by accident, that there always is a synchronicity, and that you are part of the divine plan. And because of that, even though you might feel a setback or you might feel that something is not moving fast enough, it has its purpose. And sometimes the purpose is as simple as the hierarchy of light, as God's creator within and outside of yourself waiting for you to make a decision, for you to truly commit to a path. Not half commit, not say you want to do something and then as soon as something else comes up that shows or triggers a little bit of your interest, you're going into that direction instead of the direction that you've said you would go into. So it is a little bit about commitment. And so at the summer solstice too, as with every big event, you're asked again to recommit, to think about your alignment and how you would like to express the divinity within you out into the world. How you choose to nurture your divine self, to empower your divine self, to infuse your divine self with even more light. And are you willing to take the necessary steps, even though it might mean that certain areas in your life will be less attended to because other areas in your life will take a higher priority. And so we, members of the hierarchy of life, members of the realm that supports this evolutionary process here on Earth, we don't force you to walk the path of enlightenment. We invite you to do it. We encourage you to do it. And yet it is for you to make that decision and that choice. It is very easy to get tempted to slow down or to do something else because there's that sense of feeling overwhelmed and feeling that there's such a tall mountain ahead of you to climb and that you will never reach the summit. But that is your lower self sabotaging you from truly becoming who you need to be if you are in alignment with your divine light within. And who you are and who you need to be is the divine expression of love in whatever form or way that works for you. So we are not talking about being of service by writing a book or talking to big seminars to thousands of people, but we are talking about a certain level of authenticity, of honesty with yourself. In that honesty, you will find a refreshing sense of no longer needing to hide, no longer needing to pretend to be something different from who you are. Because in your authenticity, you say yes to you. And yes is a very profound tool of enlightenment. The power of yes. The power of saying yes to whatever you're facing is a power of acceptance. It is a power of agreeing to the present moment in the knowing that it is part of a greater plan. And by agreeing, by saying yes, you allow yourself to continue to be in the flow of the divine instead of working against the flow of the divine. And so with saying yes, you no longer let fear stop you from your spiritual growth process, but instead you are using the momentum to expand and to truly embody the in-breath of God. So I invite you now to take a deep breath in and out. Do it again, two more times, really deep, in and out. Feel within every cell of your body a shift occurring. And now, through this breathing, and while you continue to breathe, I invite you to say, yes to yourself, yes to all aspects of yourself, even those that you sometimes wonder if they are good enough or if they need to be changed. Simply right now, for this present moment, say yes to you, say yes to your life circumstances, say yes to all the people in your life, whether they've hurt you or not, whether they've created chaos in your life or not. Simply say yes. Yes. Acceptance. Acceptance and the trust and faith that everything is in perfect divine order. And so descending now from the higher realms is Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael is now stepping right in front of you, touching your heart and infusing you with the beautiful, empowering light, the light of the sun. Archangel Michael stands for the light of God, and that is not only his power, but it is also the power that is within you. Because that light will diffuse any discordant energies, any form of fear, if you allow it in. It will create a sphere of protection around you that will allow you to walk along your path without getting pulled into a million different directions, to be steady on your own path, and to be able to stay and maintain contact with your true divine essence. And hearing in the stillness the voice of that divine essence, guiding and directing you. Because have no doubt, your work is about service. It is not about relationships. It is not about how much money you make. It is not about how much you own and how many cars are in your driveway. It is not about any of those things. But it is about service to the hierarchy of light. It is about your own unique service to the hierarchy of light in your own individual way, like anyone else, but like your way. And so not only do you then become a power of spirit that withstands the influences of those who are afraid of the light, but you also become a force of transformation. Because you, your essence, your sphere of light, touches those around you and gives them the opportunity to make a different choice by the example that you set in maintaining your inner balance. And the inner balance is about the in-breath and the out-breath. If you allowed yourself each day 10, 15 minutes of deep inner breathing, consciously breathing in the light and breathing out anything that hinders the light, using deep in-breath, deep into your stomach, deep into your body, to bring more nurturement to yourself, you would quickly see and feel quite a difference. The difference is about feeling more at peace with your own self, feeling aligned, feeling attuned. And so allow that light from Archangel Michael to even infuse more deeply into you, to fill you up, and to release all that mind shadow, all the questions you had about what to do, where to go, how to handle something. For one moment, let it go. You don't have to figure anything out. You don't need to have all the answers right now. Right now, just be. Just be you. And feel within you that sun of the sun of the sun. Feel within you the Christ itself that you are, growing and growing as you allow yourself the deep breathing in and out, and as you allow yourself to receive some empowerment from Archangel Michael, you yourself become a sun within your own solar system. And by doing so, you are creating a magnetic force. This magnetic force will bring to you exactly what you need. The opportunities or those aspects that need to leave your life now because they no longer are part of who you are. Don't be afraid to let go. As one door closes, another one opens. I promise you, it is safe. It is only the fear and the desire to control this change that makes you feel like you're struggling. But again, if you say yes, and if you focus on that, what you're truly passionate about, then again, have no doubt what your true passion is service in your unique way. Service through poetry, through singing, through music, through dancing, through sharing your love as a mother, as a father, through sharing your love as a friend, through sharing your wisdom in some form or way, whether it is through the internet, through emails. It is through being you and your most radiant self that you are of service to humanity and to Earth. And so when this summer solstice arrives on June 21st, celebrate the light within you. Celebrate your divine self. Celebrate your mind of Buddha and your heart of the Christ. Celebrate the uniqueness of who you are, in the knowing that that light that you worked so hard for, and you did, and you know you did, you've worked so hard to maintain balance. You've worked so hard to face your fears over and over again. We know that. And we applaud you for your continued strength and courage. We know that. We do that. We're not taking you for granted. So don't take your own self for granted. Don't take your beautiful physical body for granted. That temple of your divine self, love it. Dress it in beautiful clothes. Maintain it. Maintain the way you look. Not because you're vain, but because you're celebrating the physical form. You are allowing it to show its best, feeding it, nurturing it, food that supports your body, taking the time to allow yourself to rest. Celebrate your physical temper because it is who carries your spiritual self while being on earth. Be grateful for it. Do not judge it. And when you question why the love of your life has not shown up yet, don't discourage. It will at some point show up in ways that is most unexpected for most of you. And then a lot of fear can get triggered because you've never come that way. And then again, take an in-breath and an out-breath. Allow it to become whatever it needs to become. Because just like the light that you align yourself with, love also cannot be controlled. Love is. And the more you try to control love, the more you put conditions on love, the more you want to see it a certain way, the more it will evade you. The moment that you allow it to become the beautiful flower that it is, the moment you allow it to blossom, it's the moment it will become that what you've always desired. So allow, be in the moment, and know that that is how you become the force of transformation that we really need you to be. There are so many who are afraid. There are so many who are still asleep. And so we need you to be strong. We need you to carry that light at the summer solstice that will be strengthened and fully activated within you. We need you to carry that, and carry that with joy, and carry it with the knowing that no matter how much you think at times that you're not sufficient or you're not doing enough, you a difference simply by the commitment to carry that light, to carry that love, to carry that divine power within you no matter what. And so, with great joy, do I ask you to raise yourself up through your consciousness, to raise yourself up out of your body, out of your crown, to raise yourself up, to move your consciousness further up into space, and to look upon the earth while you are in space. And I invite you to look very closely at your home, at your neighborhood, where you are. And I invite you to look with the eyes of the angels that are now present, that are empowering you to see with new eyes. They're touching your heart in the back, and they want you to look down at your life, to look down not so much at your life, but at the places you've been, to see how much you've touched with your light. Your light leaves a residue. It leaves something behind, and you can see it now. You can see your incredible imprint of light. It's in the soul of certain people you have come in contact with. See how they scurry around, and yet you have made a difference. You've touched them. They've made some different choices because of your touch of light. You've helped them to become more of their own divine self. Within your family, within your friends, within those you've worked with, take a good look so that you know that you are a divine light made manifest on earth to bring about healing, to bring about awakening, to be of service, and that you're doing it already. It is not something you have to grow into, my friends. It is something you already are. And it is for you to see it and feel it and to allow it to expand even further. That's all. It's not difficult. It's simply seeing the truth, seeing the universal truth, that all is love already, that you are part of a beautiful divine team, and that you make a difference through your alignment with us, and that you have incredible gift, and that it is only for you to discover them again and to remember what a beautiful soul you are and how much you are loved already. Let yourself see and feel how much you're loved. And the angels are raising you up further towards the sun of the solar system. And as you enter that sphere of light as the sun of the solar system, you're greeted by the solar logos, Helios, and his divine complement, Vesta. They embrace you with love and gratitude because they know that you are a radiant sun on earth. They know that because they have been watching you. But it is for you to know that and to own that. And so allow Helios and Vesta now to infuse you with their love, to give you a blessing, to give you a beautiful blessing. And while you receive this blessing now, Mike, and now you're allowing yourself to receive this blessing too, but if you can please play some music so that they can truly feel the blessing of the solar logo and his divine complement, I would very much appreciate it. You will know it won't be a long piece, but it will be at least for 3 or 4 minutes. Do this now. Thank you. And so now, through the blessing you receive, also know that the winter solstice in 6 months is now ahead for humanity to look upon. And so you always have at the summer solstice the joy of celebrating the light and a little bit of sadness and knowing that now the days are going to get shorter again. But here at Sylvester, I've infused you with the blessing to maintain a level of balance and to be very much conscious of the path that is ahead of you, being a path of holding the torch of love and light for humanity. And so it is incredibly important to not allow yourself to get pulled into the dramas, into the lower frequencies around you. And so Helios and Vesta are going to continue to watch over you so that you can maintain that inner balance necessary to do exactly that. There's also, just like at the winter solstice, you celebrate the birth of the light. At the summer solstice, there is the birth of the darkness at the same time as you celebrate the light. And so acknowledge the fragile balance that needs to take place between the light and the darkness always. That the darkness is not what many are interpreting it to be. That it truly is the fertile ground for something new to be born out from. That it is all about balance. It is about the in-breath and out-breath of God. It is about acknowledging that you are the scale yourself within you. And that even so the scale might tip into one direction, you have the ability and the gift to create an equilibrium through infusing that what wants to take hold of you, posing force, the opposing polarity, merging them together and becoming the alchemist yourself by creating a whole new form of existence, of consciousness, of beingness. That is part of your service as you work with me, bringing about transformation and change. So part of this blessing, part of the light that you hold is to consciously bring balance to where balance is needed. When there is someone in sadness and despair, to use the light that's activated within you to consciously take the steps necessary to bring healing where healing is needed, to bring empowerment where empowerment is needed, to exchange and share your wisdom where wisdom is needed. So then you yourself become the consciousness, the threefold flame of the Christ in action in your daily life. And thank you, Mike. Your music was perfect for that blessing. And so allow yourself to raise yourself up even further, to raise yourself up into the stillness of all that is. The reason why I want you to feel that stillness of all that is beyond the sun, that is beyond the galaxy, that is beyond all manifested worlds in existence, is because stillness will be your greatest friend in the days ahead. There will be moments where you want so badly to act, so badly to move into action. And yet, it is through the stillness that you will find that alignment again, that you will find the radiance within that will then guide and direct you to take necessary steps for you to move out of duality into that state of oneness. So, stillness, easing your breathing, using that deep connection to all that is, and the knowing that all is in perfect divine order, regardless of how challenging it might seem at that moment. If you pull yourself away from the chaos and step into the observer mode, the face that the chaos that you're facing is part of the birthing process, and rest assured that all of humanity is still going through a big, big birthing process that was triggered by the alignment of December 21st and is now continuing since 2012 and will continue for years to come. You are the ones who are laying the foundation of the new golden age. So you're all assisting in this birthing process that certainly takes more than a day or a blink of an eye. Not that it has to take more time, and yet because of the unwillingness of humanity to surrender and to let go of control and to allow the changes to take them where they need to be, for many of you, it takes extra effort to tread the path ahead of the collective, ahead of the masses, in a balanced way to support this process of birthing and awakening. So raise yourself up. Use your breathing to enter that place of stillness again and listen. And you know, Mike, what I'm asking you to do next. While Mike is playing his music, listen to the stillness of God, source, creator, all that is, and fear within your very essence, is in the fabric of your physical self. Even so, you've left your body and you're in the higher realm. Feel the power of the divine within you through the power of stillness. Mike, please go ahead and play now another one of those 3-4 minutes. Thank you. And so now, keep that power of that stillness within you as you allow the angels to take you back into your physical form, back to your body. And as you slowly and ever so slowly re-enter your physical temple, soul intent, know that the angels of light will continue to prepare you for the great celebration at the summer solstice on June 21st. Acknowledge that you are the in-breath and out-breath of God. Acknowledge that you are a beautiful radiant light, and that you touch many through that light. And also acknowledge that you do not need anything to be that light. You do not need any preparation, no incense, no crystals, no prayers. If you maintain that deep connection to the inner light, to your divine self, that divine spark, that radiant part that's in you that is connected to God's first creator, the great spirit of all that is, you have at your fingertips everything that you need at any moment in time to be of service and to change discordant energies into love and light. Know that my love is with you always. All of you are very much working with the violet flame. You are very much working with me, but you're also working with many, many other masters and angels for the divine purpose to bring healing and awakening to humanity and Gaia. Now that it is a great honor to work with you and through you. I know that some of you might have looked forward to me answering some of your questions. Go within, listen within the stillness of your own self, connect to that divine light, and all the answers shall be given to you. I shall await you there within your inner sanctuary, and I shall give you all the answers. It is for you to quiet down your mind, to use the violet flame, to transform and transmute all your fears, all your worries, all those thought patterns that are coming from fear of failing, fear of abandonment, fear of not being good enough. And then you will hear my voice, the voice of the Christ within you. And all that, all those of you who fear being in a fog, not really being able to see or hear anything, there is a purpose for that fog. That fog is necessary. It is similar to a cocoon. It is necessary to put you into a place of stasis, into a place of waiting. So as you wait for the fog to lift, a lot of transformation can happen. And only because you cannot see what is taking place within the fog does not mean that there isn't transformation taking place. So now that the fog sometimes is necessary to stop you from rash decisions and movements, to slow you down so that certain developments can take place that you don't understand, you don't know, you don't see, and yet you have to have trust and faith that above the fog is still the sun, and that at some point the light will be strong enough to dissolve that fog so that you can once again see where your path is. And it's time to see where your path is. Patience, tolerance, forgiveness, love and compassion, but also persistence will be very important for you in the next weeks, months to come. With that, I will now close this radio show. will certainly play one more beautiful closing piece for his music. And I do hope that Mark, who is also present and who has beautifully held the energy and the vibration of love and peace for all of those who have connected through this radio show or are listening to it at a later time. Thank you, Mark. I would hope that you, Mark, for this closing, while Mike is playing, you can one more time do another oneness blessing, a oneness teacher, for the purpose of supporting those who are listening to the radio show now or later, to strengthen them in their connection to the light within, to give them that patience necessary to allow that light to change and transform their lives accordingly, but according to a divine plan, not necessarily according to the individual's desire to see everything happening right away. So with that being said, I now farewell all of you, but I'm within you. So for those of you who have questions, go within, and I shall await you within your heart sanctuary. Blessings to you. I am sanctuary, and it is so. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Sanctumane Radio Show. It is always our pleasure to support you on your spiritual path. I hope this helped you even further. And thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mike. You're there too.
Oh yeah.
But I hope everyone celebrates a beautiful summer solstice and celebrates your light within, and the light within everyone, the light within the earth. And may your days be filled with love, joy, and peace.
Also to you.
Thank you. Blessings to all of you. Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.